Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just the two of us. I wanted to go over with you some things to help you with your Paycheck Protection Program process and the EIDL, the Emergency Income Loan, Disaster Loan. And the EIDL was the very first one that I told you about. That was where you had the opportunity to get up to $10,000, $1,000 per employee, we later learned. Up to 10,000 max, and that could have been turned into a grant. You could select it as a grant and convert the loan into a grant. So I encouraged you to do that 3 weeks ago, actually probably by now almost 4 weeks ago, before that was even before the CARES Act was passed, before we even got the Paycheck Protection Program was even named. I was encouraging you to do that. If you did it back then, if you did it in that week, there's probably a good chance that you got the money this week. Now, unfortunately, we thought they'd communicate with us a little bit. We thought we'd find out, okay, you've been approved, your check, your deposit's on the way, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't get that. In fact, the people who received that money, it just showed up in their account, because when you fill out the EIDL form on the SBA.gov website. When you fill all that out, EIDL is the term you're looking for. If you go there, folks, we thought they'd communicate. They'd say you're approved. You know, look for funding tomorrow. Blah blah blah. But they never did. It seems that the people who've gotten it just showed up in their account. So, which is fine. That's okay. But it would have been nice. I have to say, it would have been nice if they'd communicate a little bit, because, as we were pointing out last segment with Polly Wade with the NFIB, I know what's going on out there, folks. You guys are hanging on. You're trying to decide, do I put my money after, do I throw my money into this thing? Or am I going to be able to hang on? Should I hold on to my own funds so my own family can survive? Or do I help keep my business going? Do I keep funding my employees? You know, how long is this thing going to last? That's what you're worried about. I know that. And the EIDL money will help a little bit. It's not a lot of money, though. And now we turn to the Paycheck Protection Program, which is 2.5 times your payroll average monthly expense, including several factors that are in there. You need to go ahead. If you haven't already, you need to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. Never mind whether there's enough money left. Never mind if they've run out of money. Never mind what the Congress is doing right now. You still need to fill out those forms, the Paycheck Protection forms, and fully comply with the documentation that they want with it. Do it right. Do it thoroughly. You still need to submit it. And if you've got a community banker, and they, even if they say they're not taking any more applications, just say, look, I know you're not funding anymore, but I still want you to take my application and hold it for when the new funds are made available, which they will be. There will be more funds made available. I can almost promise you that. So you want to make sure you've got that process done. Even if you hold on to it and deliver it the day you find out more money is available, you just need to go ahead and get that work done. Get the forms done and the documentation with it. Have it in a package ready to go. So if you haven't already done the Paycheck Protection Compliance. Now, if you have, many of you have gotten money this week. And I want to quickly go through that process. If you haven't, here's what you're going to experience. Your bank's going to call you and tell you to come in. You've not only been approved, you should have already found out you were approved. But when you get that, they're going to call you and say, come in, and they're going to have you sign a loan document when you go there. You're going to sign a loan document. They'll explain. There'll be a payment identified. They'll talk to you about how long it'll take to pay it off and how long you can go without making a payment. There will be 1% interest shown on it. But in the end, if you comply with the plan and you pay, make the payroll that you're supposed to make over the next 8 weeks, all of that will be forgiven, including the 1% interest. If you want it to be, if you want it to be a grant. If you don't want it to be a grant, you can pay it off. You can make the payments over 2 years. But I'm telling you to take the grant. Comply with the paperwork. Make the payroll over the next 8 weeks after you get your money and choose to take the grant. That's what I'm telling you to do. So look for that when you talk to your banker. A lot of you are already getting that this week. I'm Jim Blessingale. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.